Next, Mary Backstage, Noble Wife, the story of America's favorite family of the Footlights and their fight for security and happiness against the concrete heart of Broadway. It's shortly after our last episode now, on Rose Wharf in Boston, as Mary, Harry, Pop, and Calvin stand talking with Greg Marlowe, who just announced that there's been a change in plan. We hear it.
We have this change just been handed to me by my agent, who says that instead of Chelsea, we're being booked now into Meredith, New Hampshire, where we're to open on Wednesday evening.
Well, I wonder if that's such a good idea, Greg. Meredith certainly isn't as big as a suburb of Boston like Chelsea is.
Well, I don't want to question my agent. He seems to know the area completely, and he says that they draw from as far away as Peterborough there in Meredith, and...
That's okay. Well, that's...
Hudson, even from all the way over from Hudson, people have been known to come to the theater there in Meredith.
And it's beautiful country up that way, too. You'll really enjoy the bucolic atmosphere.
And I imagine spring is just, maybe 1 or 2 weeks behind what they have back in New York along about now.
Yes, that's true. It should be an ideal time to play Meredith.
Oh, I'm quite thrilled with the prospect because I have so many guests, relatives who live up there.
That's
and I
right.
thought maybe I could serve as a guest and maybe we could live at one of my relatives' homes.
Say, that would be good, Calvin.
An old uncle and an old aunt who lives up there in Meredith. So that's very fortuitous.
Hey, that may make it possible for the whole cast to stay with them.
I had thought that maybe we could stay at a motel, but if we could work it out to stay at your relatives, I think that would be great.
That would be a big saving, too, Greg. Get us off on a good financial footing with this tour.
I have this bus here. I've been able to pick up. I managed to pick this up over here in Cambridge earlier this morning.
Oh?
It's the old Mal Hallett orchestra bus.
Say, that reminds me, we left the Johnny Long bus back in Mystic Seaport, didn't we?
I'm taking care of that. I'm having it brought back to our office in New York.
Oh, good. Well,
and, it's going to be put up in Bayside, Queens, until we can use it back around the New York area.
Are we going to have a driver for this bus, or will we take turns ourselves?
I thought maybe you have a chauffeur's license, don't you?
Yes, I do.
I do, too, you know. I have a chauffeur's license.
Oh, and we're in good shape, then.
Where's Pop? I haven't seen him.
Right here, Larry.
Oh, he was standing behind that lobster net there. I couldn't see you.
Yeah, I wish we were going to be here long enough to have a good lobster dinner. I could stand one.
Well, maybe we can get him up in Meredith. How long a ride will that be from here?
Do you know, Greg?
Oh, let's see. We'll go up Route 3, of course. We should be up in Meredith about two and a half hours or so.
Of course, that isn't the heart of the lobster country like Boston would
be. So let's get aboard now, and we can probably stop and get a bite to eat halfway up there.
I haven't had anything since that beef stroganoff on board the Charles W. Morgan.
I wanted to ask you, how was the food on the Russian trawler?
Well, it wasn't too bad once the captain got to know our likes and dislikes. Yeah, we were only on there a day or two, you know.
Pretty good, you know, for food that was strange to us. I had no idea what that was we had for breakfast. Do you know what that was?
No, I don't, Mary.
It was French toast.
Oh,
that's
really?
Right, yes.
Yes. Well, that's...
Then we had some borscht. That was very good, too.
Yeah, that was pretty good, that borscht. And they put whipped cream on it. I thought it was strawberry shortcake that melted in the sun.
Well, that's a surprise taste, isn't it?
Oh, was I ever surprised.
Well, who's going to drive first? Greg, you want me to take over?
If you would, please.
All right.
Then I'll be able to show Mary all of the sights here in Boston as we go through it.
Let's get aboard.
You know your way out of the...
Yes, I think so.
Okay, fine.
Greg? Here we go, then. Say, this is the old Mal Hallett bus?
Mal Hallett. And his orchestra travels. Academy Lake Park, and Kimball Starlight. You know.
Oh, yes, and Wakefield.
Right.
Well, we're off for Meredith. Hang on, everyone. Oh, Greg.
Yeah.
What about our luggage?
Oh, darn. I forgot about that.
And so our friends leave Boston, bound for Meredith, New Hampshire, and opening of Westchester Furioso. You want to join us tomorrow when we'll hear Calvin say,
"You better stop, Harry. The cop is flagging us down."
That's tomorrow in the next exciting episode of Mary Backstage, Noble Wife. Word Carr speaking.